This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnamization to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? And a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom. I was up to my knees in rice paddies with guns and Edwards going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him while like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the damn Beatle albums.
That's comedian Sam Kinison as the unhinged Professor Turgeson in the 1986 Rodney Dangerfield comedy Back to School. Kinison, known for screaming politically incorrect rants with the passion of a hellfire and brimstone preacher, became one of the 1980s biggest comedy acts. He died in 1992, just shy of his 40th birthday. Unlike Chris Farley and John Belushi, who battled similar demons and died similarly young, Kinison has been largely passed over in the comedy canon. Chris Canabano has helped turn the life of the departed comic into a comic book. He wrote Sam Kinison, a comic book biography depicting the life and death of comedian Sam Kinison in 32 paneled pages. Chris, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
We are so used to seeing celebrity biographies at the bookstore and biopics. What makes a comic book a good medium for telling someone's story?
It gives you the opportunity to see more of their life and times in a way which doesn't necessarily translate easily to a printed page. There's small little things that you can show in a panel that people can pick up on, like little things left in the corner of a panel to depict different mind states, or when he becomes dependent on drugs, you can show the Bible just lying slightly in the corner that he's moving away from it. It's an interesting medium, comics in general, to where you can depict different things differently, even with just your color choices.
The conceit in the comic is that there's an up-and-coming contemporary comedian playing a club who has no idea of who Sam Kinison is. Did you, when you took on this project?
I had known who Sam was from the beginning because I had been a big fan of his when I was growing up, and his comedic style was definitely completely different from anything that anyone had done up until that point. Interestingly enough, a lot of people still, including fellow comedians, still think Sam is alive, which was a little bit shocking, but helped justify the premise of the book.
Yeah, to tell his story. And I'm wondering about that. I mean, he was a pretty edgy guy, did a lot of edgy comedy, but he was on the cover of the Rolling Stone. He had a best-selling comedy album. He was in these movies with Rodney Dangerfield, had his own HBO special. Why do you think people don't know the story of Sam Kinison?
I think a lot of it has to do with how intense he was. He made a lot of people uncomfortable, and as what happens with anyone who's a celebrity, after a while out of the limelight, you know, before the internet, before Twitter, when you pass on before then, you run into this gray area where you can kind of be forgotten if you're not constantly being pushed back into the public.
Let's hear just a bit of one of his routines, one of his frequent subjects, Jesus and the biblical text.
I'm reading this, and it's an exciting story, but I read it and I thought, I know Jesus was never married. Because no wife would buy this story in 100 years. The disciples will, the believers will. No wife would buy this story. Good luck. Good luck with this story. First of all, he leaves on Friday afternoon with 12 other guys. He's gone for 3 days. No message, no way to get in touch with her. He comes home Monday afternoon looking like he hasn't slept. And I'm glad you can find your way home, Savior.
We're speaking with writer and colorist Chris Canabano. He is the author of a new comic book biography of the comedian Sam Kinison. We just heard a little bit of one of Sam Kinison's routines from the early 80s. I'm not sure he would have gotten away with some of his routines nowadays. What do you think?
There would have been a lot more uproar over his comedy at this point. Just because you have a 24-hour news cycle now, back then he was fortunate enough to where if you say something in a small club, you don't have it on YouTube 20 minutes later and don't have the news then hounding you for the next 20 days about what you said and who you need to apologize to. But I think with Sam's brashness, he might have actually enjoyed that kind of attention and wouldn't have shied away from just confronting everybody about it.
You looked at a lot of Sam Kinison's life when you were writing his story. Tell me a little bit about that process for you. How did you find the most relevant bits to show?
With comics, you only have so many pages to tell the story in. So you try to organize in your mind what are the most relevant turning points in his life, and then try to find little parts of his life along the way that highlight who he was as a person so you can show his growth and his progression. And for Sam, definitely just show his passion about everything from when he was a Pentecostal preacher all the way till his rise as a comedian, just his passion behind everything he did.
Chris Canabano, writer and colorist, and he wrote Sam Kinison. It's published by Blue Water Comics, and it's an illustrated biography of the late comedian Sam Kinison. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Virginia.
Now you can see a preview of the first few pages of the comic book at wordofmouthradio.org.
Wild Thing, thank you, movement. But I want to know for sure. Every time I kiss you, I taste what other men had for lunch. The only thing that gets you off is to see me in pain, but I think I love you.
Thank you for joining us today. You can join the conversation now going on Facebook by submitting your favorite Disney movie. You can also listen to segments again. You can share them on social media or send them to a friend. It's all easily done at wordofmouthradio.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Some of the best stories are told by word of mouth. Please join us for more of them tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Just came to my mind. I thought I'd say that.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby, Zach Nugent, Bill Berry,
and Logan Shannon.
Sarah Plord is our digital producer.
And Dan Colgan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program
are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast and listen to past shows, go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr.
Follow us on Twitter.
And check out a playlist of music from the program
on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire
Public
Radio.